Hey guys, and welcome back to the Weekly Chisme, episode number 12. And happy August, first day of August.
Hi everyone, today. This is an unusual summer.
It's been very unusual, and how are we already at the end of the summer?
Right, I just had some plantain chips, so I'm trying to get them all out of my mouth.
Yeah, we're trying not to make too much intense sounds. We just got these microphones, if you guys are watching our video. So we're getting used to our sound, and it like sounds really cool.
So if we sound a little bit more clear, it's because we have upgraded. We now have legit microphones. Mm-hmm. Can you hear us? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear, very clear.
So yeah, we're definitely really excited to be using our new microphones. We are constantly trying to improve and trying to, you know, just be better every time. And we, again, appreciate everyone's feedback, and we appreciate just everyone just connecting with us. Everyone feels like they are hanging out with us every time they listen to us. So,
and I like that, because that's what we do. We hang out with people, but because of this, we haven't. So, I mean, not really, but
you know. Right. Yeah. So like if we were out in person, like if we were allowed to go out and hang out, like Myra and I are always hanging out with different types of people. And this is kind of like an outlet for us. Like we get to hang out with you. So turn on that volume, turn on that phone, desktop,
computer,
iPad,
headphones.
Alexa, tell Alexa to play the Weekly Chisme, although I don't know that she can actually understand it. We've tried it before and we're trying to figure that out, but just go on.
We're Spotify. Not Alexa compatible, I don't think.
Let me just tell you, it's the easiest thing. Go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, search the Weekly Chisme and find us. If you can't find it that way, just search Myra and Franklin and you'll be able to find our podcast. It's super easy.
Myra, we're always online.
Myra is M-A-Y-R-A and Franklin is like Benjamin Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Please find us on Apple Podcasts.
Or Franklin the Turtle, whatever.
You can also find us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, and all other platforms. Anyways, let's get into it, guys.
How is everybody doing? Especially all you Los Angeles locals, we're talking to you because is everybody still shaking up? Because I am.
Yes.
So if some of you guys are kind of like, what are they talking about? So we're in Los Angeles, of course. We just had a major shakeup on Thursday. Was it Thursday morning? 4:30 in the morning. We shook. It was a 4.3 over here in the valley.
So there was an earthquake in Los Angeles, to be clear. And it hit around 4:30 a.m.
I was already awake.
And there was another 6:45 a.m. There were several, but I was awake for every single little jolt. Like I was like, what is happening? I can't say that I'm used to earthquakes, but we live in Los Angeles, and in Los Angeles we always have little jolts. I mean, it's
no,
kind of normal.
But the thing is, earthquakes is a thing here. I mean, I just think that since we've experienced
right, because it's interesting, because like the news and like the entertainment news media was like, celebrities react to earthquake, and it's like, first of all, a lot of these celebrities have never lived in Los Angeles for a very long
they're all from the time. East Coast mostly,
and they all want to live here. But like Cardi B, all of a sudden she's like, I'm leaving the US because we got earthquakes. And it's like, girl, first of all, like,
she's not gonna leave.
You're not leaving. LA is way too beautiful. I mean, let's be real. But the reality is like, earthquakes happen, and you have to just be prepared. Like, okay, so let's talk about each other's experience. What was your experience when that jolt happened at 4:30 a.m.?
Well, it's so funny because for work, I have an alarm set for 4:30 in the morning. And it's funny, like, I think I woke up like a minute before my alarm went off, and then literally went off, and then a minute later the earthquake happened. So it was like so much happening like right at the same time. And it's funny, like, I didn't even like react. I was like, oh man, like here we go again. Like, I didn't even get out of bed. I didn't even run out of bed or anything. But it was scary. It was this time around though, like it felt different. Like it was really, well, especially because we were way closer to the epicenter of where it happened, you know, where it happened a couple miles away from where I live. And it was a 4.3. So that's a little heavy. That's a little rocking. Like, so it shook. It was like a violent, like a shake. Like, I think my bed even moved because I noticed the next day that I was like, whoa, it kind of moved like a couple inches. But it was scary. And then when the aftershock happened, I was at work and I was like, oh my God, like, what else do we need to go home? You know, like one more aftershock, like I'm out of here, you know? But yeah, so that's that. We shook.
It sounds like it's getting real. It was pretty scary. My experience, so I can fall asleep really fast. I love naps. Maya and I are pretty good nappers.
Yeah.
Whenever we travel, whenever we go to Vegas, whenever we go to like Mykonos, or just like anywhere, we literally, the second we get to our vacation or destination, we're like, you know, everything's beautiful out there, but let's take a nap first.
Well, because I need a nap to recharge. Because then if I'm not there, I'm not going to enjoy anything.
But Myra and I are really good. We're like, all right, let's take a 30. Let's take a 30. As if it's our break.
Yeah, take a 30. Quick 15.
We're like, let's take a 30 or 15 or like an hour. And then we get up and then we don't stop.
Yeah.
Like literally, Myra and I can go out all day.
That's why we're still at the club and we don't get home till 6 in the morning.
Okay, you know, you don't
judge if you want.
I know, judge if you want, but literally Meyer and I can do the club until 2 a.m. and then we can go to after hours till 4 a.m.
And then still have dinner and go home.
And yeah, like we legit have a good time, so.
It's been a while since we did that, so that sounds like such a distant memory.
And I really do enjoy my naps and I do enjoy my sleep, and so I don't know that I can do that anymore. But to give you some context of what we're looking at, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt with
in the season,
right? With a palm tree background with a sunset. I really just want to relax. Like I want to go on vacation and I can't. And me then too. Myra, what's your background?
Flowers, because you know it's very bright and it's summer and I just feel alive.
Right.
Okay, so what were you saying? Okay, girl, that was like,
so anyways, backtrack. I mean, going back to the earthquake. So I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and my first thought was The Exorcist. I know people think if you guys know about sleep paralysis, it's when your body is like, you can't move your body, but your mind is constantly thinking of what's happening in
your nightmare/dream.
Upon my research, it actually stems from stress. So when you're not sleeping correctly or your mind is on overload, your mind is somehow still waking up, but your body is still asleep and you never actually reach REM sleep, which is where you dream. And so like I've had sleep paralysis is normal to me. Like seriously, it feels like The Exorcist. Whatever that feels like, it feels like you're being levitated, like, you know, like levitated from the floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like it feels, I mean, it's crazy, but has anyone...
It's a whole other thing, okay. I don't know about that. That's scary.
Anyone who deals with sleep paralysis, when you wake up and you can't move your body, I know all of you out there have felt this before. And so the second that happened at 4:30 a.m. with the earthquake, I thought, this is sleep paralysis. I'm probably woken up for some reason and let's just talk through it and let me just wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it literally, the bed went, pah! Did you guys hear that? Sorry. But it literally went, pah! And I was like, ah. But my first thought was, forget anyone that I live with. I was running I was literally running towards my dogs. That was my first thought. Like nothing. My technology, my phone, nothing mattered. Like I didn't even think about anything. All I thought was my dogs and how do I get in my car to like drive out of my garage.
Yeah,
that's all I thought about.
So you went outside because I didn't even go outside.
I mean, I had to think about my dogs. I'm like, they need me.
Yeah
But it was fun. I mean, no, it wasn't. Like I was so...
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, I was really pissed off. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. I was on Twitter. And then at 6:45 a.m., I felt another one. And the reported big earthquake that happened at 4:30 a.m. was about a 4.3.
4.3, yeah.
And then the one that happened at 6:45 was a 3.8. So it wasn't as far. I mean, that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I felt both of them pretty strong. Like I was just like,
yeah, no, definitely this one, this time it was a different vibe. It felt different. It felt just
if it honest. Okay, so you know, well, whoever lives in LA, sometimes there's earthquakes, and then you're like, oh, that's just a little shake, whatever. And
like, yeah, like be, a little shake, like your lights move a little bit, like that's
you
it.
Could be cooking, and you're like, oh, whatever, it's fine. But this one, it almost had like an introduction, a middle, and an end. And actually, I don't think we met the end. And that's what scares me, because I feel like
the warning signs. So.
Because literally this felt like legit. Like when I'm talking, everything was shifting and things were moving. Mm-hmm. I have friends who told me that their books fell off their shelf. Like this was not a joke. And so, you know, I'm ready. I need a survival kit. I need an earthquake kit.
Yeah, so everybody out there, this was the earth talking to us, pretty much saying it's coming. I mean, look, I don't want to, but it was a warning sign, so.
Right, so Myra, let's jump into entertainment news. Let's talk about Emmy nominations.
Okay, guys, so enough earthquake talk. We just have to get that out there. So this was a big week, guys. So as you know, a lot of award shows and stuff, things have been getting postponed and pushed back. So the Emmys are still gonna happen this year. They're gonna happen in September. The nominations were actually announced this week for the 72nd Primetime Emmy nominations. So, you know, a lot of TV shows that are on, a lot of the same shows were nominated for like 30 in a row. Ozark was nominated, Franklin. I don't know if you saw that. And then I'm guessing it because this next season is going to be its last season. So they're still eligible to get nominated.
A selfless, just like, you know, chatter. Ozark, if you haven't watched Ozark on Netflix, you are missing out. It empowers you. It makes you feel like you can run the world. Just watch it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not that you're going to become, you know, a mafia person or someone in the mafia, but it just gives you this like energy and adrenaline, a thrill. So if you like roller coasters, that's literally what Ozark is.
It a roller coaster ride the whole way?
A roller coaster every episode, every part of everything. You're like, every time you think you know what's going to happen, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we talked about this before. So like, I can't watch certain shows or movies because I create my own dialogue or my own conclusion.
That's weird.
Ozark is one of those shows that has never really aligned with my thoughts or my dialogue or my conclusions.
You just like particular storylines. I think that's what it is. Particular, yeah.
I don't like things that are kind of like, you know, obvious.
Okay. All right, I get you.
The girl and the boy meet at a coffee shop. They bump into each other. They fall in love. And then you know, like, I don't like that.
Yeah, anyways.
I want to bump into you. I want some story.
Mystery.
I want a mystery. Okay. I want disaster.
All right.
And then I want to fall in love. I mean, I don't know.
I haven't watched Ozark, but Ozark was nominated a couple times. Zendaya actually got her very first Emmy nod this year for HBO's Euphoria for Outstanding Lead Actress in the Drama Series. So, highly recommend Euphoria. If you guys haven't watched it, just a warning, it's a teen show, but like it deals with just like very in-depth issues and just things that are happening to these kids. It deals a lot with drug addiction, you know, just things that they're like dealing with. And Zendaya is the lead actress of this show. I'm sorry, I forgot her character's name in the show, but she was nominated.
She's lead actress.
Yeah, so this was the big deal. This was her very first Oscar nomination. Issa Rae was also nominated for Insecure. Insecure was nominated for a bunch of other shows, which is also on HBO. And again, if you guys haven't watched it, there's currently 4 seasons. I haven't watched the current season, but it's a great show, and it's based in Los Angeles. So they film a lot around familiar locations. So everyone's like, oh, I've been there, or I want to go there.
What if you can give us like kind of like a quick little intro to the show? What is it?
Euphoria? Yes. I don't want to spoil it, but I mean, like, you just have to watch it. It's a drama show, and it can get heavy.
Okay, so it's a drama show. Is it a cartoon? Is it like...
No, it's not a... Okay, no, it's not animation. It's not a cartoon. It's real life.
Okay.
And it's based around the life of Zendaya, like the character that she plays. And she has, you know, she has a sister and a mother, and she's a drug addict, and like there's a lot of like ups, highs and lows in the show, and it also focuses on other kids' lives and the stuff that they're going through, just traumatic things, and it's great. I don't want to say anymore, but Euphoria is great.
Where can we find Euphoria?
On HBO.
Awesome. HBO. So if you have any friends who have HBO Go, get their credentials and sign right in.
Yeah, that's how I watched it, to be honest. Share your info so everybody can enjoy this great content and nobody misses out.
And if you have AT&T, you might have HBO Go for free. Maybe. I don't know. We're not sponsored. Anyways.
AT&T. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Anyways, okay. Let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres and about the toxic behavior that's happening at.
Yes. So if you guys haven't been on Twitter this week, these stories were actually coming out in the beginning of April. I guess two former employees interviewed or something at BuzzFeed, and they came out and said that they were previous employees on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and that they described just a toxic environment, and that just it wasn't healthy.
You know what's interesting is regardless of the BuzzFeed people that came out and talked and all of a sudden they got news, I've heard about discrimination at Ellen DeGeneres for a very long time. It's been a rumor for a very long time. If you wanted to apply to work at her studio section or whatever, it was always a big deal. They only hire certain people or you have to work your way up. I mean, it was always hostile.
It was always chatter, in the back.
And yeah, it was always rumors.
So because of those two stories that came out on BuzzFeed, that came out. But then up until recently, more people were starting to come out, more stories in the rumor mill. And people are like, no, this is true.
Yeah, not necessarily with Ellen DeGeneres, but the way that just people see it is... it's not just Ellen DeGeneres and the show or the camera. It's background people, there are people that producers, work for her, producers, executives, writers. I mean, there's a lot of people.
A lot of people are involved.
And so if there's a sexual misconduct in a corner of her business, it reflects on who she is. That's how people feel. As her brand. And anyways, there's rumors that Ellen DeGeneres is really having a hard time. I don't know if you guys know this, but her house got broken into during the 4th of July in Santa Barbara. And now she has all this bad media. And so there is rumors that she is thinking of quitting her show.
Yep. And the show's been on TV for,
I mean, honestly,
15 years.
She's a multimillionaire. She'll be fine. She's bought all her properties. She can go on vacation for the rest of her life. She's fine. And she's going to have residuals for all her shows. I don't feel bad for her. I just think that...
And it sucks, under all these circumstances. A lot of shows come to an end. Everything has to eventually come to an end. And unfortunately, this is probably what's going to cause the end of that.
Yeah, and
that,
I think, and again, people don't understand that she is kind of legitimately an actress. What the person that she portrays on camera is not who she always is.
And that's what I've heard a lot about.
And that's the rumor. Hmm. And it could be. And
It could be no. We don't know.
And she's not necessarily responsible for everything that happens at Warner Brothers what happens behind the scenes. And there are a lot of people working. But if this is a rumor, this is a rumor that's been on for years, and you're not addressing it, you're not that naive, you know?
Yeah. No, and apparently, I was reading on Twitter, too, they're like, this isn't new.
It's
she
not
knew
that's
about
what I'm
all these things that were happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She,
I've heard about this for a very
long
time.
She was aware that all this was happening. It's no secret.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a responsibility. Okay, you knew, but why didn't you say
you're not addressing
or do something
the issue
about it or address it? Because now it's going to all fall on you, because now it's all just coming out, spilling out all at the same time.
And I think we're living in a time where people have extra time to just kill and do their research and come up with people digging, but people are going back to what's happened day one or day two or whatever, which also brings me to Tamar Braxton, who attempted suicide in Los Angeles not too long ago. She was at the JW Marriott by the Staples Center, and prior to her trying to commit suicide, she had changed her name on Twitter, saying her name was Tamar Braxton, but in between she wrote slave with quotation marks. And the reason why she attempted suicide was because WeTV Network was, I guess, not letting her live her life, and she was underpaid. And the only way that she saw out was to just kill herself. And that, like, is also another flip of the entertainment industry. People want to make it so bad. And once you make it, people don't realize that
they don't care for you.
They don't care for you. They just want views. They want money. They want all the bad things about you. And people love that, unfortunately. And anyways, WeTV has reported yesterday that mm-hmm. they have let her go from her contract, and they've worked with her for almost 10 years. And oh, so I'm sure she feels free, but obviously there's a lot. I mean, her show is still on WeTV that's coming out in September. So there's a new reality show that's going to come out in September on WeTV that's going to highlight her new career solo. So anyways, we'll see what happens.
But so they're still going to air it even when they like cut ties?
Yeah, I mean, they cut ties, yes. But I mean, there's obviously probably still a contract. Like, we still own this show or whatever. That's but anyways, crazy. Like, yeah, the entertainment industry can be a little scary. But let's talk about good things. Let's talk about the new music that Maluma just released.
We've been waiting. You know, we've been talking about it like all summer because we're like, oh, where is he quarantined? Like, is he recording new music? And yes, he has. He actually recorded a lot of music over this quarantine from the beginning, because I've heard different interviews and he's like, yeah, I've been recording. But he never said like when he was going to release anything. So as of right now, he released this song named Hawaii, which, by the way, is a great song if you haven't heard it. He released it on Friday. But he actually did an interview on Apple Music that I listened to. It's a show called Dale Play with Sandra Peña. And she's a DJ, and she does the local radio show here too, but she has that show as well. And Maluma was her guest this latest episode. So I was listening to it, and you know, she was talking about his song, and she was like, oh, like, so when's the album gonna come out? And he's like, well, I have a lot recorded, but there's still no word on when he's gonna release the album. So we still gotta wait, but we did get this song, Hawaii, which is great. And he also released merchandise, which I think I might want.
I know, maybe. Myra and I actually went on the website under maluma.com, I'm sure, whatever it is. And we were looking at some of the new merch, and there's some like tie-dye merch, there's highlight colors. And there's like this shirt, this white long sleeve that says Hawaii, but it's like a neon color. I am actually thinking of getting it. It is $70.
So if anyone's interested in getting, but if anyone's interested in getting merch, he has merch and I love it. I'm here for it and I want to get it. So like I said, there's a music video for the song. It's on YouTube. It's great and it's exciting.
Honestly, Maluma always kills it. No matter what he does, whether it's a romantic song or just a party song, there's always good vibes. And was it last year or this year, he came out with a song with Steve Aoki, and it was a good song. Go listen to it. Anyways, he has a really broad range of music. But let's talk about Beyonce and her new
album. So apparently Franklin wasn't aware that Beyonce was releasing anything new. On Friday, she released her visual album, Black is King, arrived on Disney Plus on Friday at midnight. So like in 2016, when she released the visual album for Lemonade, which was on HBO, this is another go around. I haven't seen it yet. I've listened to the music. I was gonna watch it yesterday, but I haven't, but I will. So I recommend you guys watch it. I mean, I watched one music video. It's a song that she did with Major Lazer and was really cool. Visually, the music was cool. Of course, all her fashion is always on point, high-end designer stuff wherever
she gets
from.
It's just always crazy. Like Beyonce, yeah. How do you find all this time to coordinate?
She does it. She does it all. She's involved with her music, her visuals, her fashion, everything. Every look she is a part of. Like,
if you
it's
haven't
not like
seen
somebody
her,
else puts it.
Right. If
the
you haven't seen her, well, like just documentaries or like interviews, she's really on top of everything.
She's involved with everything.
And it's amazing. I saw her at Coachella. I mean, we both saw her at Coachella.
Yeah. She was involved with all that.
She's literally a robot. Like, she was on she was on there for 2 hours and I never saw her sweat. I'm like,
yeah, like you didn't hear like a moment of like, okay, she needs a break. Like, but then again, you gotta think about it. She's been doing this since she was 15 when she started like Destiny's Child and everything.
Okay, but it's kind of still weird. Like,
what?
She performed for almost 2.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
And it was never really, there was no actual break. Like, it was literally, was like song after
song. She's a superhuman. She doesn't have time for breaks.
After dance and costume. And I'm like, How are you doing that?
Look, it was a bit overwhelming, the performance. I'm still not
It was overwhelming. At one point, she was on a crane above me, and I was like, Beyonce's on top of me. But yeah, we saw Beyonce pretty close up. And it's interesting because there were people there that were waiting the day of.
Hours before.
Even, yeah, the day of. Like we're talking at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. when they opened their
gates. That's
crazy. Up until her performance at midnight or 11 o'clock. They were there. They missed all the sets at Coachella, and they were there the entire time.
Well, remember the year that she was there, there were some people that literally only bought passes for the whole weekend just to see her, which, by the way, look, I get it. You're a fan of her.
That's fine.
Yeah. I just thought it was crazy because I'm like, so you guys seriously don't want to see anybody else?
It's cheaper that way, if you think about it. It's cheaper that way than if you were to buy $2,000-$3,000 passes to see her up front, where at Coachella she's putting on a whole real production.
Yeah.
So I don't blame these people. People could do whatever they want.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just,
and then at the end of the day, like, Myra and I got really lucky. We didn't even wait. We weren't even there hours before. We got there like
literally when it was counting down. That the
and we got up in the front.
Yeah. Well, I was standing on the side because I didn't want to go in too deep into the crowd because I knew.
And I'm
crazy.
All about the crowd. I'm all about that energy.
I am too, but I just wasn't feeling it at that moment.
Yeah, no, I wanted to feel everything.
I had a good view though, because you know me, I always go to the side stage, and I was under one of the big projected screens, so I was like, I was good. I had a good elevated view. But
I was there with Mila, one of my college friends, and we had like a blast. It was really fun. We got to see every single little thing, the whole production happen. And
that was the last time.
But also, like, Myra likes to be on the side, but Myra has also taken me to shows where we're up in the front at Coachella.
Well, yeah, it's just the mood.
We're the first people, like, hi. And I've enjoyed
that. Sounds like such a past life. Because
the
I haven't
XX.
Done that in a long time.
When Myra and I saw the XX in person, we're not.
That was the first time I saw them too.
First of all, I'm not talking about front row. Where we're like.
Like their face is in your face.
Their face was in our face. Like we saw everything. That was one of the best experiences I've ever had because their music is really great and there's a lot of emotion.
Which, by the way, they haven't come out with anything new yet, but I'm waiting.
I know. Thank you, Myra. Thank you for giving me that update.
I'm waiting. Sorry guys, we're just testing out our effect.
We're talking
anyways, but yeah, so Black is King, Beyonce on Disney Plus. Check it out
and let us know.
I'm gonna check
comments.
It out. Yeah, let us know, message us, tell us what you think, because I'll be watching too. Speaking of watching, like I said, every week I'm watching a lot of content, but look, it's for purposes, it's for research, okay guys?
Yeah, and I'm starting to kind of find some time to watch more things because I do want to get involved.
Okay.
You know, I want to, like, I watch things, but I watch things on my own time. Like, I wake up at 2 in the morning, I'm like, oh, I should watch a season of this. And it's so random. Whereas Myra, she literally could be like, I can't survive without TV or movies.
I mean, I can, but it's just a thing.
It's hard.
It's always been a thing.
Like, Myra, like, okay, so give you perspective, like Myra and I can be on vacation and she needs to have a TV on, or she needs to like have something rolling, music, or like
I have to,
whereas I'm kind of more like, let's de-stress,
that's my way of de-stressing, I think.
Yeah, Myra's way of de-stressing.
But then also like, too, I can be in silence too. It just depends.
Yeah. But then Myra and I also meet in the middle where we listen to music and then we're like vibing. Or like we're watching something good and we're like, oh. So
it's about the vibes.
It's about the vibes. So let's talk about the new HBO documentaries and shows that are out.
Yeah. So HBO, like I said, since HBO Max launched, like a lot of new content is rolling out. There's a lot of original content. So I've been on top of that lately. I started watching this show that I heard a lot about on HBO called I May Destroy You. And again, it's another show with a triggering subject matter, just like Euphoria.
You guys see this, right? There's like a trend. Myra likes things that trigger people.
No, I mean, it's just the content of the show. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's like hard content. It's drama.
Hard content that you kind of have to stomach. So, and it's just like very real, especially with everything going on, you know, in the world right now. And like, but it's a great show. It's currently still airing on HBO. So I caught up to all 8 episodes. And it takes place in London. It doesn't take place here.
Oh my god, can we go back to London?
Yeah, I know, sorry guys, but
Myra and I went to London and we had like such a sweet time.
We weren't there enough time,
and like things were pretty cute. Like honestly, Myra and I got a hotel at the airport and we had a nice view of just like planes leaving. I was like, wow. And we only paid like $50.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. London, so like I said, this show takes place in London and it involves like, you know, a group of young adults that, you know, live there, and an unfortunate event happens to one of the friends, and mostly the show is just how she's coping with it. So I won't say any more. So it's called I May Destroy You. It's currently streaming on HBO now.
It's a show with friends and their drama.
And drama, just like always.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Ray-Bans.
What about Ray-Bans? Wow.
I just want to say thank you to Ray-Bans because I had bought... everyone who knows me, and you guys will know, I'm obsessed with Ray-Bans. I buy...
Just a little bit.
So many glasses. Like, I don't even know how many sunglasses I have, but it's like something that I need to have. It's like an accessory that it needs to be with me at all times. It's just, I feel comfortable with it. My eyes are really sensitive out in the sun, so I always need to have it, and I've lost some in the ocean. I mean...
Hey, but, I told you not to go in the water like that.
So I literally... Let's talk about that story. So I literally... There was a point where I had bought like these nice shades with a blue mirror.
Yes, those lens. Are cool.
And they're like the summer collection. Anyways, I had probably worn it once. And I remember like just enjoying my life. Myra and I had like some rosé. And I was just like having a lot of fun in the ocean. And Myra literally is like, don't wear those glasses into the ocean. I'm like, I'm vibing. I'm good.
And of course, did you listen? No.
Hold on. So you guys know where like the waves are barely settling and they're up to your knees. And so you're like, you hang out in that area. Anyways, I started to feel very comfortable with the ocean. And so I'm like, oh, I should go a little bit deeper. And so maybe I went like to waist deep, and out of nowhere, I'm telling you, I was there for almost an hour. Out of nowhere, this wave came above my head. All I remember is my body like turning in the water and my glasses falling. But let me tell you again, I wasn't even thinking about drowning or like swimming. I was trying to reach for my glasses the entire time. In the ocean. Like I was like searching for my glasses as if there's no wave above me and I'm like, I should come out to surface. But yeah, anyways, Ray-Bans, you guys really hooked it up. You guys gave me, I bought a few glasses, I didn't like one, and you guys gave me full refund and gave me the glasses back, which is insane. Which also brings me to Pellegrino. They noticed me.
Why are you getting sponsored? I want to be sponsored.
They noticed me on Instagram, and
so you just have to tag like a drink that you're drinking.
Look, I drink a lot of Pellegrino, and I posted something of me drinking Pellegrino. Like I always need to have Pellegrino when I'm on the road, and I wasn't kidding. Like I always have. Meyer knows I always have to have like a sparkling water, yeah. Whether it's LaCroix, Pellegrino, Perrier. Like it's just like that's like my soda. I don't drink soda, but I do drink sparkling water. Anyways, Pellegrino reached out and they're like, we want to give you a gift and we want to send you stuff. And honestly guys, they sent me like so many bottles of Pellegrino. I was like, what? So shout out to Pellegrino and hooking it up.
Wow. So,
and I have your bottle. They have a limited edition bottle, and so I have your bottle, Myra.
Oh well, when can I get it?
Whenever. Anyways, hit me up. And talking about LA things and earthquakes, how we mentioned at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you never know who you're going to run into. Honestly, Myra and Myra works in an area in the entertainment industry, and I've worked in the entertainment industry, and you don't know who you're going to run into.
Yeah, and they're just regular people to me, to be
they're
honest.
Just regular people.
I don't freak out because I think that's weird. They're normal people.
With a lot of money and a lot of fame.
No, they just have professions that expose them to the public, and they're normal people.
So let's talk about, you know how I mentioned Cardi B at the beginning and how she freaked out about earthquakes?
Did you run into Cardi B? I would love to see her in person.
Well, not quite, but sort of. So I don't know if you guys remember that Offset posted a video of him giving his daughter a Birkin. Well, that day, I decided I was going to go to Target really late at night because, you know, we talked about this.
Because you're
crazy.
I like
going to Target. It like de-stresses me. It like, I deal with my anxiety and I shop. Okay. We've already acknowledged that. Yeah. But I went to Target really late at night at a certain place in here in Los Angeles. And I was in the men's section looking for like shampoo and deodorant, you know, the normal guy things.
The basics. And
oh no, it was hand sanitizer. And I was reaching for like this big sanitizer. I don't have it with me, but it's like literally this huge sanitizer. And there were only like $4 or $5.99. And there was only like three or two left. And I'm like debating. And
so
like there's
like
also
anticipation.
Well, guys, there's also a sign that says like two or three per person. So I'm like, oh my God, these are a big deal. And there's only three left. I'm like, this is like toilet paper. I need to grab all two or
you
grab
need to
all
get
three.
On that. Yeah.
So as I'm there thinking about what's happening with life and I'm thinking about how many I should take, I was thinking, okay, I could take two and I could be good for like the next few months. Or I could take one and I can make someone else's life easier and they'll also have one. So during that time of processing those thoughts, because that's who I am, I looked to my left next to me, literally.
Like you felt somebody coming behind you?
Like they were there like the entire time, sort of, but I didn't realize who it was until I got really close to the sanitizer.
Yeah.
I looked to my left with my mask on and guess who it is? It's Offset. And I was like, I literally wanted to, I didn't even think Offset. I thought Cardi B, Birkin.
Like, hey, honestly, that would have been my first thought. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like I thought, oh my God, is Cardi B in the house at Target? Is she at the house in Target? I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And so he had like not security guards, and maybe they were, low-key security guards.
Or just his crew.
But his crew, and his crew noticed that I noticed, and like they gave him this eye look.
That's
like
weird.
They gave him this look like he knows. And the second he gave him that look, Offset and his team were disappeared. Like I was like,
what did they think you were gonna do? And that's the thing, like
they didn't even grab sanitizer, which we were both fighting for, and I took all of them anyways. But we were both there, and I'm like, you literally just ran away. And so anyways, as I'm checking, okay, so then I'm like, I'm gonna live my normal life. I'm not gonna worry about if Cardi B is in the house, even though I'm like thinking about, oh my God, Cardi B's here. Because she was shot at Target not too long ago as well, and I think she was at the same Target. And I was thinking, oh my God, Cardi's here. So I'm checking out, you know, as a normal person, and guess who's at the next checkout line? Offset. So he's there again. And
so now it seems like you're following him or
so
something.
So now it seems like I'm following him. And I don't know how fast. Okay, maybe I do know how fast. But like, seriously, I don't know how the news or like how people found out that he was there.
Hey, news is like wildfire though nowadays.
I was checking out and people were already out with their cameras waiting for him to come out. And paparazzi.
So crazy.
And I'm thinking, I'm sure he was only there for 20 minutes. And
yeah.
Now everyone and their mom knows that Offset is at Target. And now at this specific Target. And so I'm coming out and I see this big black SUV and they're like, okay, Offset's coming. I'm like, oh, that's not obvious. Like,
yeah.
the driver, which is probably Offset's driver, said Offset's coming. First of all, if you see people that are waiting outside,
yeah,
you don't want to yell Offset's coming because then now everyone's ready. But you know, you got to watch your team, Offset, because I would have been like, hello, yes, Maria is coming. You know, people know,
like a code name or something. Yeah.
People don't know who Maria is, you know? So that was weird. But then also let's talk about TikTok, because President Donald Trump, I hate using President Donald Trump.
Don't even say the name.
But
he wants to ban TikTok, and that's not going to happen.
He wants to ban TikTok because it's a Chinese application, and he obviously
thinks that we're getting spied on or something, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of security.
Why is he so paranoid? Features. Oh my God.
First of all, pay your taxes and then let's talk. You know?
Yeah, no, for real. But anyways, TikTok is still here because I was on it this morning. It has not been banned and it will not be banned. He cannot do that.
Well,
he's just
he can.
Really paranoid.
He can.
But it's an application. How can you just like be like, hey guys, cancel? Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, there's, yeah, like,
we what's can, the, I look, I'm like, what's the power that he has? Yes, he's the president, yes, of the United States.
You know that, like, we don't have access to a lot of sites across around the world, right? There's a lot of technology restrictions for us to view certain things. There, that is in place in our life. That's the reason why, I mean, again, conspiracy theories. There's a reason why we don't see in the US a lot of news from specific different places content. In the world or specific content. It is tailored for us. Not tailored, but we are.
So what we think we see on the internet, we're really not seeing all of it.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. There was a point where, and this is where it became apparent, is like when Italy and China had a huge outbreak of coronavirus, we were limited with all of their news and information. And so like that has to do with an algorithm and the way that the US does things. But I don't want the FBI after me. Okay, please.
You've been tapped. No, I'm just kidding.
But I will say that we are kind of being controlled in the way that we use our social media. Anyways, hit us up on Instagram and let us know what you think.
On Twitter, guys, hit us up on Twitter. Drop us a tweet.
A little hello and give us new topics and maybe one of you guys will come on.
Oh yeah, we need, it's been a while since we've spoken to someone else here.
Right, and maybe we'll do an ASMR now that we have new mics.
Yes, we really want to do an ASMR episode, theme episode soon.
All right, everyone, this was a great chat. We caught up a little bit with what's happening around the world. We will bring new topics next week.
See you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.